I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. In Ecuador, humanitarian workers are working on the ground to help people recover and rebuild after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake hit on April 16th. And in a computer lab at the University of Vermont, another group of humanitarian volunteers got to work doing their part to help relief efforts. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Albino Shakes has been our go-to mapathon band these days.
At the front of the computer lab is Noah Alis. Sporting sweatpants, a t-shirt, and some brightly colored flip-flops, Alis is leading a group of volunteers who showed up Wednesday evening to help map Ecuador.
We're part of the humanitarian OpenStreetMap team. So what we do is create road networks and building footprint data so when humanitarian organizations go onto the ground into disaster areas, they actually have data to work with, so they have GPS and they can find, get from one place to the next, and they can figure out where people are.
The group was using satellite images of Ecuador, then zooming way in so they could see individual buildings on the landscape. But remember, this is just a picture taken by a satellite, so even though it looks like a map, it's not going to be helpful to anybody trying to plot their course or find small rural homes. It's kind of like using Google Earth with all the labels off. It looks pretty cool, but it's not very useful.
What we're going to be doing is tracing buildings, and what that does is helps humanitarian aid organizations on the ground there to know, okay, here's our base camp. We need to figure out where all the rural villages are and who needs what kind of supplies and how can we get those supplies to them as quickly as possible. So we're essentially creating the roadmap for these humanitarian organizations.
The building outlines that the volunteers create on their computers go to a central database. So in the end, the goal is not just to have a satellite picture, but a bunch of locations plotted on a digital map. That lets workers down in Ecuador focus on getting places, not trying to figure out where they are.
Generally, before people are put on the ground, they'll download this data for free and put it on a tablet or a phone or even a laptop, whatever they have access to, and they're good to go. They can use it for their operation.
Like you said, it's free. And that's one of the cool parts. This isn't some well-organized corporation whipping up a high-demand product in short order. It's just volunteers. One of the volunteers in the computer lab is Ellen Gawerkowitz. She's a grad student in UVM's Field Naturalist program, and she had two reasons to help out.
Well, personally, actually, one of my best friends is from Ecuador, so I wanted to do something to help. But then I'm also in a GIS class now, and this is actually covering part of our homework assignment. So.
Now, admittedly, I don't know the first thing about GIS, or geographic information systems. So I was kind of wondering if this stuff is really as simple as it looks, or if this just happens to be a computer lab full of bona fide map geeks. But Gawerkowitz says that no, it really is as easy as it looks.
No, I'm just in an intro class, so I'm in the same boat, yeah.
The humanitarian OpenStreetMap team is international, and all it takes to participate is a computer with an internet connection. And like she said, it's not that hard. Alice says there have been mapping efforts like this one after quite a few disasters in recent years.
Crowdsourcing to create digital maps pretty much began right after the earthquake in Haiti in 2010. So that was the very first large activation. That's what we call it when we involve hundreds, even thousands of people to create these digital maps.
And it's come a long way. In just 6 days after the earthquake, Alis says volunteers worldwide mapped 174,000 buildings in Ecuador and more than 13,000 roads. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.